Blog Talk Radio.
We the best music.
Oh, this is what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk. Oh, we're talking that rave talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got them keys. We go to court, gonna plead the field.
Slang.
I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chills.
Slang.
I got them keys.
So he's asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life, keep it bad coming. Every night another bad coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my list. I've been speaking.
Woo!
Welcome to the Drive S5, everybody. We are super excited to be here this afternoon. I would like to introduce the lovely and the amazing Larissa Barclay. Have you made it to the line?
Hey. That's right. We all have made it to the Drive at 5. Well, hey, good afternoon, Reggie. Oh, man, I'm so happy to be here. I cannot wait for this firecracker call. Let me hit.
Yes.
Y'all want to try to grab some people on this call as soon as possible because, oh, man, it's going to be a movie. Just trust. Put on your seatbelt. We're getting ready to take off. But, yes, our call, fired up, unorthodox. We talk. We don't talk outside of our neck, though. We talk some real factual facts. We talk some experience. We talk success. We talk, from experience. So, you know, just get ready. If you're in a place where you got a pen and paper, you may want to write down a few notes because we are going to give out a number a little later, too. So I'm excited. Can't wait. Passing it back to you, Reg.
Oh, wow, man. I'm just super, super excited. You know, just to be on this call this afternoon, and you know, it's just amazing because I believe that you never know who God is going to put in your life, and you know, I was pretty adamant about, you know, having this young lady to speak on the show because I just realized that she was in my organization. It was like I really, really wanted her to get on and to share her story. You know, it was a lot of things that she was saying to me, and when she was saying these things, and I was just blown away, and I was like, wow, and I was just telling her how her story was, you know, impacting me at that time, and you just never know who you're gonna meet, you never know who you're gonna come across, and TLC has allowed me to meet a young lady who that has done this business and was very successful, but something knocked her off track. Something knocked her off track from building, but now she's back. And she's back at it. And she said that she has a fire that's inside of her that's about to, you know, just really, really, really go wild. And I mean, just listening to her on yesterday, I was like, wow, like she really, you know, made it work. So now that she's back, I'm happy to have her on the line. Is it safe to say, Najah, are you on this line right here?
Can you hear me? I sure am. Can you hear me? I'm fired up.
All right. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the Drive at 5.
Woo!
Wow. I don't want to take any of your shine. I want you to just go ahead and give us your testimony on, you know, give us your testimony. Let us know who you are and what happened.
Yes. First of all, I do want to give back. I want to give back to the creators of this call, and I want to say to you all that we have an amazing upline, okay? I want to give back to Larissa Barclay, Regional Director, and also Coach Reginald Saunders. I want to give back to them because of them and providing this opportunity, we have an opportunity to share, okay? Because they can reach down into the community and reach down in their downlines and identify things, then we're able to step up. And I want to say that's an important thing when you're on a team, okay? So I want to just say to you all that I appreciate all of that. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I spent time with Larissa on the bus when we went down to New Orleans, and we rode the bus, and it was so amazing to spend time with real people. So I just want to say that to you. And, Coach Reggie, I always, you know, enjoy talking with you, and I enjoy the support that you give down
That's
in the down lines. I want to say that. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
So,
wow.
Awesome. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. And as you said, my name is Coach Najia Crystal Davis. Okay. And when I started this organization, it was back in 2015. When I came here, I was really broke. I was past broke. I wasn't even broke. I was past broke, and I was broken. I started because I was in domestic violence, and I ended up leaving the marriage and returning back to North Carolina, and I didn't have anything. I left there with actually my laptop, which we know we can't do no work without, and also the clothes on my back, and I returned back to North Carolina. And so I was staying out in a place called Kelly, North Carolina, and it's very out in the country where I was staying. You had to take a boat to get over there, so it was real out in the country because, you know, I was in deep hiding because of my situation. And one day I ended up taking my boys to Taco Bell, and my son, who was 5 at the time, he said, well, I want to go to Job's Crab Shack. And I said, son, we can't afford that. It's not in the budget. And the reason why we were eating at Taco Bell is because you can get 3 meals, they call it the meal deal, and for like $8.88 for all 3, you know, something to eat, drink, and a snack. So that's why we were actually eating at Taco Bell. So he said, I don't want Taco Bell. And he was like, I said, baby, this is what we can afford. He wanted to go to Joe's Crab Shack. Then he starts saying he wanted to go to Ruth Chris. And if you know anything about Ruth Chris and Joe's Crab Shack, you're going to need a little money. So what happened was he started throwing a fit in the store, and he was saying, I hate the budget. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be on the budget. I hate the budget. I just don't want the budget. And so I began to cry. And it was a couple of days. We were actually there because it was my son's birthday, and he his birthday is November the 18th, but we were there a couple of days before that. And I began to cry, and then I started saying he doesn't have to receive the budget. You know, it's not his fault that I made some mistakes. It's not his fault. And so I began to cry. So when I went home, I was open to some things, and I began to look online about a company. And then I called my brother to get his opinion on it, and he's going to tell me he was already in Total Life Changes. I was like, well, hold up. You know, wait a minute. You know, what you mean you already in it? And so he was new to the business, so at that time he really didn't know much. And so he told me that it was like $299. So I said, you know, all I have is my rent money. And I said, but I'm going to go ahead and buy 25 packs of tea, which was $299. I received my package 4 days later. From that time, I had got all my money back. I got all of my money back that I spent in. I sold all the tea. I sold completely out. I was able to pay my rent and continue on putting into my business and making it what I wanted it to be. My first 30 days with Total Life Changes, I made the top recruiter list. My second 30 days after that, I became a director. And so things went on, and I was doing very well with Total Life Changes. But I want to say something to you about being broke and broken and coming into business, okay? So I was broken, and it was like I needed this opportunity to work because I didn't have no money. Everything I depended on this money. At the time, I was receiving no help from the state, no food stamps, no nothing. So if I didn't make it with my own hands, my boys didn't eat it. So I didn't have anything but me. So this opportunity, it really gave me life. I was doing very well. My upline was amazing. And so what happened was I ended up going to another opportunity. That opportunity was a pre-start or new start or however you want to say it. And when I went there, I went there because they say we get paid 10 ways. And it's the same identical thing that you're doing. And I said, wow. And I was like, because we get paid 5 ways. So when you broke and you're broken, you make broke decisions. You make broken decisions. So I made the decision to go to that company. Needless to say, 7 months later, the company really didn't kick off like I thought it was going to be. I had trouble getting my product. I didn't receive my product for a long time. I wasn't getting any answers from the upline. I was getting miscommunication, you know, a lot of things that was going on, and I really, really, really was upset because I needed my money. And so I started to look at that company as as another fly-by-night type of company. And I'm not saying they are. I'm just talking about the attitude of how I felt. I felt broken. I felt misled. I felt like all these feelings was coming back. Because I'm saying I am a single mother. I have two minor boys in the home. I have five children total, five grandchildren, and two minor boys in the home. I need every dime I got. I don't have time to pay for an order, and then I get it 7 to 8 months later. It's not that, and I feel like if that was the case, I should have been told it in the beginning. I should have been well informed. So what I did was I was hurt. And then when you leave a company, you're also embarrassed. You're embarrassed because, you know, people looking at you. You're the coach. You're embarrassed. You don't want to go back and say, I made a mistake. I was so embarrassed, but I made a mistake. And it'd be written, and God kept giving me the word accountability. Just be accountable. So I reached out by email to John Licari. I reached out to him, and when he asked me what happened, I didn't say the upline, the downline, the back line, the cross line. I said, I made a mistake. I said, I made a mistake. I said, I was broken, and I made a mistake. And he said, okay. He told me, he asked me what he could help with. And let me tell you what I want to say this about John Licari, because I never told anybody this publicly. What I want to say about John Licari, when from the time he called me, from the time that he saw my email, he sent me an email. He said, I apologize, I didn't see this email. It was sitting, you know, like in the filter messages. But from the time that he saw the email, he called me every day. Until it was resolved. He called me one day just to say, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get something done. I'll let you know. Wow. He called me back the next day. He said, is everything okay? He said, did you get any notification yet? I said, no, sir. He said, okay, I'm working on it. He said, you should get something by the end of the day. He called me personally, okay? I don't know about anybody else, but I have worked for companies, and the owner or the CEO or the president, they ain't never called me personally to say, you know, are you all right? And from that point on, I felt like there was restoration in my soul. I felt like I could make it. I felt like I could do anything that was set to my way. And so I promised myself that I would never leave a sure thing for something that I'm unsure about, okay? And so I just thank God for the opportunity in coming back to Total Life Changes. And I want to say that to people, we have to be accountable, because this is our own businesses. These are our businesses. We're the independent business owner. And what we keep forgetting is that first word, independent. Yes, we have a team, but you are responsible for what you need to do. And so I thank God for that. So even when Coach Reggie called me the other day and he said, Najah, just tell me the real, where you at right now? I told him the real. For many of you might not know, but we lost a lot of people in our family in the month of May and June. So it's like literally we at the hospice. This person died.
Stop. You are saying that like you didn't go through something. I mean, you, like when you told me what you went, no. Like for somebody can be able to go through that, that means somebody has some strength. Y'all have no idea what this lady went through. She said she stopped doing the business because some people died. I think you need to let them know how many people died and what happened in how many days.
Our whole family with the cousins, my sisters, my mom, my dad lost his two brothers. First of all, my daughter lost her sister. She was in a car accident. She was 21 years of age. Right behind that, the next day, that happened on the 9th of May. On the 10th, my aunt died of cancer, which is my daddy's sister. On the 30th of that month, excuse me, before that, my daddy's other sister, one sister was in hospice in room 3, the other sister was in room 6. So we was going to room 3, she passed away. Then a couple days later, my other aunt passed, which is also my daddy's sister. So this is the same mother's children that are dying. Matter of fact, all her girls died in the month of May, and they both died from cancer. Then after that, my other's brother passed away on the 30th at the end of the month. Then after that, in the first part of June, my cousin Lewis Pratt died. Now his mother, Maydella, is in hospice right now. So it's like this thing has been attacking our family. It's like death has been hanging over us. It's kind of like I really set back. But what happened was I told the team, I have a small group. It's called Multiple Streams of Income, and that group is for just multi-level marketers, tradition business, or whatever. You know, you own a business, you need some kind of support. You need some kind of just somebody to say, well, how you doing or something. So it's different people. But in that group, I told them, I said, listen, I'm going through something. And it's bad. You know, it's bad. I was crying. I talked to a few people that I could talk to, and I was in a hurtful stage because when you're in a health and wellness business, and all of your family, most of your family is dying from cancer, and you've been telling them about this product named Gano, and you've been telling them about this product named Chaga, and because they can't grab the concept of it, they say, oh, well, no, I don't want to take it because my doctor said, but then they leave this earth. I felt some type of way, and it kind of put this gloom over my head, and I said, well, God, what is my purpose? Why am I in this situation? Because truly the reason why I'm in Total Life Changes is because, one, I need a total life change. Number two, we have a lot of sickly among us, and I know that God has placed us in this world to help those people. He's placed us here to help those people, but it's hard because we're used to doing something all our life, okay? My doctor said to take this. My doctor said this is all I can do. My doctor said I should, and I'm not speaking against doctors, but what I'm saying, when you have an all-natural product, people will say, well, I'm not going to take that because I need to take it to my doctor, and my doctor need to examine it, and I'm on all this, but you didn't run that hamburger by the doctor, you know?
Ooh.
Run that by the You ain't run them French fries back to order, or that fat bag, or them collard greens. So we have to remember.
Wow.
Because that's the thing we need to. And so I'm just here, Grace, because I want to do better in my health. It's just a lot of things. And I've been spreading this word about sexual transmitted diseases and Gano and Chaga. Let me tell you, that those pills, it said it pulls out anything negative in the body. That's what I know, because I wasn't even sick when I began to take Gano, and I started expelling mucus. And when there's no mucus, any disease. So this is number one why we need to detox. We need to get that mucus out of our body so it won't have a place to fester a disease. So regardless if
come on.
We need the preventative. Okay? We need to be preventative. Now, we know, even myself, I was a teen runaway when I was younger, and I share this online a lot, but I was molested by my great uncle when I was younger, and I became a teen runaway because I did not want to I didn't want him to touch me. And so a lot of people didn't understand it at the time because I didn't know how to communicate it. Some people say, it's a shame how you did your mama. You had your mama wear it and you had this. And I was like, well, I just didn't know how to communicate it. But I want to take Gano and Chaga simply because I don't know. Some of these diseases, you don't even know you have them. Genital herpes, there's really no signs for it. And that's a life sentence. So you might be having sex with somebody. They might not have sex for 6 or 7 years, but they might be carrying the virus. So you never know. It's dangerous in this society to even do anything with anybody. But if you are, because we're still going to have children, you need to have something on your side. And so I take it regularly because I need something on my side, fighting on my behalf. If you know that this is a product and everything negative in your body is going to attack, everybody should have Gano and Chaga on their shelf. Everybody needs to have it, you know. It's very, very important that we take care of ourselves, okay? We're not looking for this government to take care of us. We're not looking for doctors to take it. We need to take accountability for ourselves. That's not only in our businesses but in our health. We need to start taking some accountability, okay? One thing that I've started doing, and I just want to just put this tidbit out there to encourage people, I went and bought a water tester kit. And I've been testing the water in my own home daily. You guys need to start doing that. Some days your water is safe to drink, and some days it's not. But how do you know? Because every day you're going to use that same water, okay? The best water we can do is something that's high in alkaline. So get you some black alkaline water. It's the best, you know. But you want to do something that's high in alkaline. It helps you, okay? If you drink waters and the alkaline is 2 or 1 or 3 or 4, it's doing nothing for your body, you might as well drink a soda. So be careful of the water that you are drinking. If you notice that the state that had the water situation down there, and they went out through the water. Why? Because we're not paying attention to the water.
Yeah,
nobody's really
paying attention.
We're just trusting them with the water. We need to pay attention, okay? It's too much diseases going around. So I'm just excited for you guys. I just wanted to tell my story because it's important for women that are in domestic violence. If you are in domestic violence, to remember that it's not your fault. To remember that you are somebody. To remember verbal abuse is still abuse. You need to remember that financial abuse is still abuse. Emotional abuse is still abuse, okay? And emotional abuse is deeper than physical abuse because physical abuse, those bruises are healed. But emotional abuse, that gone on, he'd be undied and still got a hold on you. So I just want you to know that abuse is abuse, that women Women and men, you are worthy both. There are men that be abused too, but they're too ashamed to tell anybody. So if someone is abusing you, that means they don't respect you. That means that your vision is not their vision, okay? Mm. So God said that he made us all special. God said that he loves us. And I would rather stand by myself than stand in abuse, okay? And so that's one thing I want to get out, even to our young people. There's a lot. There are a lot of young people, and I'm going to tell you this, it's a new gang that's out, you guys, and I need y'all guys to be aware. We're in health and wellness. We need to be aware of the emotional state, too. There's a gang that's out. It's called Lugs, and the girls wear these little lug boots, and the word Lugs means lesbian until graduation, okay?
Oh,
so
my God.
We need to be aware of that. Because it's no way they're going to have these relationships and then go off to graduate and be okay, okay? And these girls are being jumped into it. It's not girls that have made a decision, this is who I want to be. It's people that's been jumped into it that really don't want to, okay? So that's what we're talking about, people that's being, not people who've made a decision, but people who haven't made the decision but being forced to make a decision. So you guys, this is one thing. Total Life Changes is giving us a way out. And I'm going to say that my mom is in the organization with me. My brother is in the organization with me. My best friend, a lot of them. And I see how the difference, if you guys look on my page, you can see my mom's transformation, my brother's transformation, my transformation. Total Life Changes is.
Give them your name. Give them your Facebook name.
Facebook is Najia, NAJIYAH. Crystal, CRYSTALL, and then Davis. And so you can look on there. My brand name is officially Najia. And the thing is, I'm just so excited for another chance with Total Life Change. Not only are they giving us a total life change, for anybody that's messed up, because I've talked to several people on this week who said, Coach Najia, I left. I ain't really feeling it where I'm at. I don't know how to come back. They're too embarrassed to come back. They don't know. And then one of them she said to me, the reason why I haven't came back to Total Life Changes is because I didn't want the old team to treat me funny for leaving. And that's something, that's from the devil.
No. Let me stop you now, and I'm sure Larissa want to chime in on that right now. Larissa, you come on right now. We're going to stop this right now. Listen, Najia, you make sure everybody's going to share this story right here, this link. This link is going to go viral right now because we want to send this message out to everybody that was in tears. See, for those of y'all who don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to brief it up real quick because what happens is this, and this is what I always talk about. When Stormy Wellington used to tell me about this stuff, I was never interested. But it was just something about this company that pushed me all the way towards it. And then I started realizing what the other companies were doing and what Total Life Changes had. And I started seeing everything, and I started saying, oh, my goodness, it's a great thing. For my first time, I got with the best company because I'm looking at everything all of the other companies doing, but I see what our company has and it's paying the most. There was another company who actually wanted to trick the minds of people and told them that they were going to pay them all of this extra glitter and gold. And they ran for it. And see, this is what happens when you don't stay still. This is what happens when you don't stay still. And this is no offense to you, Najia. You went out and you saw and you learned and you got your testimony and then you were strong enough to come back. And because you did that, and now we did this show, this is going to light everybody else back up. Because you're right, that is probably because I didn't really know what they was feeling. But you know what is the truth?
Right.
They are probably embarrassed because everybody thought that. Well, you always sometimes think that the grass is greener on the other side until you get to the other side. See, that was one thing where I told you, I saw Stormy Wellington's, her faith kick in. The company went out of tea, ladies and gentlemen. The company was known for the tea. There was no more tea. It was a high demand for tea. Everybody was losing weight. People was making money. Guess what happened?
Mm-hmm.
God said, let me show you the real. He said, I'm going to show you the real. I'm about to stop this real quick because we need to know where we're getting ready to go when the water get high and when the water get low. Because, see, everybody act like they riding with you until it's time to ride with you. And see, Stormy told me, she said, Reggie, just relax. She said, relax. I said, relax. I don't see no tea. She say, relax, Reggie.
But can I say
she
this,
say,
man?
I seen this.
Let me speak this.
Go ahead, go ahead. Come on, Larissa. Come on, you come on, come on.
She told you to relax. And with me, pressure, I'm going to tell you this, pressure busts pipes. And because pressure busts pipes, I was able to sit there and just relax to the point where I got so packed because I was under pressure. I went regional with no tea. Mm.
Wow.
Okay. I think we need to not have some OT again so I can go national.
Right.
But no, seriously,
because listen.
I went regional because I was like, wait a minute. I'm not going to lose my people.
That's
I'm
right.
No. I'm fixing to spread the word. I'm going to share the knowledge that God put in me through experience of getting in this industry back in 2008. I'm going to share the knowledge and the experience that I got. Not knowing what the hell I was doing. Hold on. I'm going to let them know that the summer months is a month that people are not looking to join a business, but we can retail. I'm going to embrace the product that we do have. I'm going to count our blessings and not our losses. So, yeah, pressure bust pipes, and I was under pressure, and I went regional. I went next level. I got a nice, cute karma check, and it was steady for a while, for a minute, because we didn't when we had no tea. So no tea is just no excuse. It's where you're
right. Amen.
Were you really doing it for a business, or you was really doing it thinking that it was a get-quick-rich scheme, or you were looking at somebody else
right.
on their level, thinking
right.
you could
yes.
do it.
For those of
or
you,
if I could just get
and
a
for those
condom.
Of you, for those of you that are listening, let me just break this down to another term of basically what happened. What happened is that there was no more tea, and everybody was used to just making money off of the tea because everybody was losing weight. We had one great product that was actually working. But then when the tea ran out, you know, there were some people
yes.
that were so used to doing one thing.
They
didn't know how to multitask. We didn't realize that we had 48 other good, amazing products to go to. So this forced us to learn about the Nutriburst that we have. And this forced us to learn about my favorite product, which is the NRG. And let me tell you something. When we hit the pavement with those products, ladies and gentlemen, the company set on fire.
Yes.
Then the tea came back. But see, in that mist, there was a company that came in the middle of the air to try to attack you when you get down. Because, see, that's what usually happens sometimes. You get in a certain part of your life, and then you feel like you're dead. You feel like you can't move. You feel like you can't go. But God is really telling you to stay still for a moment because he got you. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go jumping for the first thing because you're feeling desperate. Don't do that. Relax.
Yes.
Relax. Like Stormy Wellington told me, relax. For those of you that are looking to relax, and earn, you know, a 6 to 7 figure income to learn how to do it, we got a call that comes on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to give you a full presentation, all right? You're going to just have a pen and paper ready. And if you like what you hear, get back with us. Just get back with us. If you don't like what you hear, you don't have to get back with us, all right? That number is 701. Yes, we
thank
do.
Thank you. I appreciate
yes,
y'all so
do.
Much, Larissa. You know I love you. All right, Coach
oh,
Reggie.
Oh, my God. All right. I love you. So, listen.
Love you, too.
701-801-1211. That's 701-801-1211. And the code to get on that call, it is 674-347-093-pound. That's 674-347-093-pound. Man, listen, it is about to get crazy, y'all. I'm telling you, this is a whole new wave, baby, and we own it. Like, we are on it for real. Like, y'all could get on the wave now, or you could get forced to get on the wave later. Better make a good decision, because time is running out.
Yes.